The Phil Henry Show brought to you by ABC. Don't miss the new drama 10-8 premieres Sunday, September 28th at 8, 7 Central on ABC.
Here's Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
So you live in Alhambra, right?
Yes, sir. We live in the Alhambra area right off of Huntington Boulevard, and we've owned a home there in the Valley Village area for quite some time.
All right. You're a crossing guard, and you're retired, right?
Yes, sir, I am. I had a heating and plumbing business in the Alhambra area. We sold the business about 7 years ago. Yes, sir.
All right. Now you volunteer as a crossing guard. And crossing guard duty is primarily duty to protect children.
Well, let me interrupt you, Mr. Henry. Crossing guards across the United States, these are generally senior citizens who do this voluntarily. And senior citizens, of which, yes, I am one, are the most disrespected and underappreciated segment of our population. And I can tell you that I'm a veteran of the Korean War, and I personally will not allow myself to be disrespected. So I felt the best way that I could have some impact to help senior citizens was to become a crossing guard. Yes, sir.
All right, but that's what I was saying. You want to help senior citizens. You're a senior citizen, so you take a voluntary position that a lot of seniors take, and that is as a crossing guard. How does that help seniors? Because that's something that is to protect young people.
Yes, sir, I understand that.
So how does that help seniors?
Well, it helps seniors. The reason why I took the position in the first place was because one of our seniors in the village home areas, Chris Hansen, had been one of these kids drove by and gave her the finger. Now Chris is about 72, and I said, "All right, well, that to me draws the line." That's when I took the job.
So you inherited the job from another senior. Some kid had flipped her off?
The group of kids gave her the finger. Gave her the middle finger, yes, sir. So I said to myself, you know what? I'm a veteran of the Korean War. I fought for this country.
But I know you're very emotional, okay?
I'm all right. I fought for this country. And I would love it. I would love it if somebody drove by and gave me the finger. I'd love it. So I told Paul Compton, who's head of Park and Recreation, that I would take that job. And it's a voluntary job.
All right, so now you are the crossing guard over there in the Alhambra area, and this is at Noonan and Crestview, right?
It's the main boulevard to Alhambra, yes, sir.
All right, and you are the crossing guard?
Yes, sir, 5 mornings a week.
All right, because what happened over there was that someone indeed did try to disrespect you, but I'm not quite seeing the connection between a senior being disrespected and protecting kids.
The message that we are trying to send as senior citizens is this. As crossing guards, we are responsible for the safety of your children. If you want to drive by and give me the finger, or you want to drive by and call me names, or I am aware of you disrespecting any of my friends, then you put your children at risk. Because...
Whoa. So are you saying you're going to hurt the kids?
No, I'm saying that you put... If I'm the crossing guard protecting your child, and you want to drive by and say, F you, and toss me the bone... Or you want to, like one of these high school kids, they'll drop their pants or what have you. And they say old man this and old man that and F you and all of these things. Well, brother, it's your children that I'm walking across that street. And I would hate like hell. And I would think it would be a horrible thing to have that child crushed by an automobile because you pissed me off. And you disrespected me, and I'm a Korean War veteran.
Did you take this job primarily to avenge senior citizens, or did you take the job primarily to help kids?
Sir, I don't understand your question.
Well, because it sounds to me like you took the job primarily as a crossing guard to help kids, or to avenge senior citizens.
No, sir, I want to help children. My own grandson was in one of these schools. But I can tell you that I didn't get through the war to see our generation of senior citizens treated like dogs and disrespected, and understand that this is my reason for taking this job. I can tell you something. You never do to a Korean, you never give me the middle finger. Don't ever toss me the bone. Because, brother, that's like trying to stare down a junkyard dog. And somebody will get hurt. And I got dollars to donuts that says it isn't going to be me. Now, that's a promise. That's not a threat. That's a promise. And senior citizens across this country responsible for the crossing guard duty should make it clear to every mother's son that as long as we are in charge of the well-being of those young people going to school, you better treat us with respect, or I would retch up my lunch to think what would happen to a child if you piss off a senior citizen.
And it sounds like a threat.
No, sir, it is.
Well, it sounds like, you said it's not a threat, it's a promise. That you, what are you going to do? You going to let the kids get hurt?
The senior citizens of this country have been squatted over long enough, and we're trying to do something about it.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. If you just jumped in, folks, this is the Phil Hendry Show. Your name is Lloyd Bonafide, sir?
Yes, sir.
You are a Korean War veteran. You're a retired heating and plumbing, had your own company?
Yes, that is correct, sir.
And you are also now working for the Parks and Recreation Department as a crossing guard. But more than that, you took the job because you see a lot of senior citizens who work as crossing guards getting disrespected, having people flip them off, having people not stop when they put up the big stop sign, and generally just treated very badly.
Well, the entire senior citizens of America are treated badly. This is our opportunity to actually have some leverage. Now, these parents have got to learn it's their fault if their child is injured by the hand of one of this country's seniors. If you piss me off, if you don't give me the due respect, and that is an annual adjustment in the entitlements of Social Security and Medicare, along with an annual adjustment in the entitlements of the GI Bill, there is an awful lot that the senior citizens of this country have had to eat. And there's been a lot of cat food that we've had to eat down through the years, and a lot of dry dog food. But I will promise you this. Keep pissing us off.
All right, now hold on. Lloyd?
Yes, sir.
I know you're emotional, and I know you're angry, okay? But try to calm down and understand. I'm a parent. I send my child out there, and you're the crossing guard.
Yes, sir.
And I trust you to help my child across the street.
Yeah. Well, I trust you to treat me like a human being.
But I do treat you like a human being.
Well, Mr. Henry, you may, but a lot of these. And the lady that I wanted to tell you about.
No, I know about the lady. This is a woman whose name is withheld by the police, but apparently her son gave you the middle finger as they were driving by.
Well, he was staring me down. He locked eyes with me, which was his first mistake. His second mistake was to stick his hand out the window to flip me off, and that's when I grabbed a hold of the hand.
And you bent his hand so far back, you sprained his wrist.
Yes, sir, I did.
Why was there no police report?
You know, I'm glad you asked. The reason why there's no police report is because when she took a look at me, she knew that if she knew that it would be a bad idea.
Did you threaten her?
No, sir, I did not. No, sir, I did not.
Did you say anything to her?
No, sir, I did not.
You just grabbed her son's hand and bent it back to the point where he sprained the wrist.
Yes, sir. Yeah, see, a lot of people think that you could abuse the senior citizens, and I'm here to tell all of our fine seniors you're going to have to take it.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. You might have read about this in the news. It's developing here in Southern California. This crossing guard, who is a Korean War veteran, he is a senior citizen, has been apparently making threats. Basically, he's saying that senior citizens working as crossing guards are in a position are in a position to actually influence the well-being of the young people that they're helping unless they get more respect as seniors, and that includes an increase in Social Security entitlements and Medicare. Now, it seems to me he's using kids and the safety of kids to get things politically for seniors. Now, that kid who flipped him off might have deserved some kind of upbraiding, but grabbing the kid's arm as he's in a moving vehicle and bending the hand back sounds like almost a criminal thing to do. All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Should senior citizens band together in their positions as crossing guards and use the safety of children to get more respect and more in the way of government entitlement, or is this just going too far? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm with Lloyd Bonafide. There was a complaint that had to do with a confrontation with a woman and her two children. Is that right, sir?
Yes, sir.
All right, Mr. Bonafide, please tell me. I mean, I'm not trying to...
Well, you seem to think that the disrespect of senior citizens that has been occurring across this country for quite some time, I can't do... I'm a Korean War veteran. I've put my life on the line for this country, and if some punk kid with his mama is going to drive by and toss me a bone, I'll tell you what. You know what we used to do is we used to carry pocket knives in the Navy, and we'd cut his finger right off, so he'd never be able to give the bone to nobody else.
All right, I gotta take a phone call. But what you're saying is understandable in terms of respect for seniors, but bending a kid's hand back to sprain it. Linda, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Mr. Bonafide here.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
You, sir, are a bitter individual, and I don't feel you should be responsible for looking after children with the attitude that you have. If you are upset with something that somebody has
done,
you have a beef with that person and not the innocent child.
But, the only way these people are going to start giving the respect to the senior citizens that they deserve is if you put their children's feet to the fire, not theirs.
No, I do not agree. An innocent child should not fall victim to you because you're mad at their parent.
Well, are you a mother, ma'am, or are you a...
I am a mother.
All right, and do you have in your neighborhood a senior citizen crossing guard of some kind for the schools in the area?
Yes, I believe we do.
You believe? You see, you don't even know.
My son is 2. He doesn't go to school yet. But I know when
All right.
he does, I certainly hope he does not have somebody like you crossing.
You would have enough respect for senior citizens so that you don't put your son at risk.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying that if this lady doesn't have respect for senior citizens, she's putting her son at risk?
Absolutely, of course.
I don't have to like you. You have a job to do, and that is crossing my son safely.
You don't
Whether
have
you
to like
me or not, sir, you have no right to hurt my child.
Do you know why you're here? Do you know why your generation even exists? It's because we came before you and showed you. And if your kid flips me the bone, you better drop to your knees and pray because...
Well, the lady has got a 2-year-old son.
Are you not strong enough, sir, to stand up to me if I give you the bone? You need to take it out on an innocent child. What kind of war veteran are you, sir?
I'll tell you the kind that I am. And we were on Hill 63, 1951, and I personally accounted for that these are confirmed kills, 33 Chinese soldiers. That's the kind of guy I am.
And now that you're a senior,
any other questions?
You're taking it out on children.
What does that got to do with taking it out on kids? You killed 33 Chinese. Good for you, but...
I was saying that the only way this lady will listen to me is if maybe there's a chance I push her son out in front of a car.
I will have you put away. You are not responsible enough to be looking after children.
Look, little lady, you flip me the bone and you'll have your Lee Press-On nail up the bright red rosy, and the kid will...
Well, this is turned into a criminal thing, sir.
No, sir, it is
absolutely
not.
When you say you're going to push the woman's kid out in front of a car...
What kind of person are you? As a war veteran, I would expect you would be a better person.
What kind of person? I took a Thompson submachine gun and put 33 Chinamen at the gates of the mighty dragon.
That is war, sir, and you need to separate yourself now with reality.
What's the gates of the mind? Is that heaven?
That's the Chinaman believes that heaven, they ride to heaven on a dragon. And I took 33 Chinamen and stuck them on the back of a dragon.
All right, Linda, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
1-800-449. That lady is very responsible. And
well, I would ask what kind of a parent she is if she lets a brat throw me a bone knowing that I put 33 Chinamen right at the pearly gates. And I'm telling you, I gave them a round-trip ticket. I validated the subway.
I got it already. So you killed some Chinese. We're talking about children and the safety of children. 1-800-449-8686. Kim, go ahead.
Yes, hi.
Hi, Kim.
Lloyd, I think that as a war veteran, I think that, you know, you are not setting a good example for the generations of this country right now. I am a mother, and I am also a sister to a soldier who is in Iraq right now.
Well, God bless him. God bless him and all of his buddies.
Excuse me. Let me speak my point.
Yes.
I come from a military family. I have grown up with many military men in my family. And I think that you are just showing severe disrespect to our country, being a veteran, being an elder in this community. If you are asking for respect from people, it's not your place to harm a child.
Yeah.
How can you ask for respect?
Yeah.
Okay. If a teenager is going to flip you the bird or the bone or whatever, you know, you have to set a good example for the other children that are there and not resort to violence.
Okay, Mr. Henry, she makes a good, but I want to explain myself.
Go ahead.
Many of the seniors that I want to protect are veterans. And I can tell you, Kim, you sound like a wonderful mother, but Kim, please forgive me when I say this. When it comes to our veterans and your brother and the members of your family who fought for our country, I would feed your child into a hamburger grinder if I...
Whoa. Again, you are putting... You would kill her kid.
She would too, wouldn't you, Kim?
No, sir. You are not
to
setting
save
a good
the
example
veterans.
to this generation's growing up right now that are, you know, thinking, oh, if I go into the military, I'm going to come out like you. I think you have some serious issues. Okay,
well,
I'll tell you
the issue that I've got. There's 33 Chinamen who owe me for 33 bullets.
Okay,
that's
well, you
all
did
it
your
took.
Part, and we appreciate
yes,
that.
Yes, we thank you
and
for
we
that.
And we are respectful to you in that sense. Not everybody is going to give you respect. But let me tell you
yes,
something.
They will.
You
they,
can be a young person in this country, and you don't get respect from elders either.
Nobody is disrespected more than the senior citizens
that
of this country.
That is not true.
And it's time we start taking our respect.
I'm sorry.
We don't get
I've been
it
in the, for 6 years. I've taken care of a large geriatric population in emergency rooms.
Well, so you
and
call
there are many people out there who give elders the respect that they deserve.
Oh, many. You know,
and I think that you have a
20?
Lot of issues that you need to deal with. But I seriously think that you need to be off of the street and not taking care of children with this kind of an attitude.
Ma'am, respect for a senior doesn't mean you empty his bedpan once a day, and it certainly doesn't mean you toss him a bone.
Can you just deal with it? I mean, if somebody gives you the bone, you go on with it. You say, you know what? That child has some problems. I'm not going to put another child at risk because of that. I think
it's
you're
the
a sick
only
man.
Way.
I'm sorry.
What I'm hearing
you
here
a
is
sick
you're...
individual.
I'm sick, huh? Let me tell you what. Ask the other senior citizens that I'm protecting. And I love you,
okay.
Kim, and I
well,
love our children, but I'll put a stop sign in his pie hole.
With senior citizens, not working with children, because in
well,
that sense, you were supposed to be
that,
protecting children.
Any kid that tosses me a bone is going to have a stop sign in his pie hole, and there's going to be...
All right, sir, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. This man is a crossing guard. He believes that the way for seniors to get respect finally is to say to people, hey, you know what, we're crossing guards. We are retired crossing guards. Your kids are in our hands, so start respecting us, or maybe some kid, he don't come home at night. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Car dealers in our next line. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
It's Bonafide. I'm talking about Lloyd Bonafide. You want respect for senior citizens. I understand that. But to take it out on a child...
You know something, Mr. Henry? I was a Korean War veteran. I saw Korean children dead. I saw Japanese children starving in post-war Japan when I got shipped over. I saw these little monkeys who put the bomb in those rice paddy hats and blow themselves up. So I think that our kids can take a little bit of a slap to the face or what have you.
Well, you say that you're doing things like letting the air out of their tires. You said to one child, your daddy's probably touching you. Didn't you say that?
I said to... Hold on for a minute. I said...
Didn't you say to a child, your daddy's probably touching you, you should call the police?
No, I did not. I said, be careful if your daddy touches you.
Then why did you deny it to that father when he confronted you?
Because I didn't deny it. I said to him it was none of his GD business. And I tell you, Mr. Henry, don't piss me off, sir.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Bob. Bob, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Hi.
Good. My point to you, sir, is...
Yes, sir.
In order for you to gain respect... From these students, show them a little respect. I've been a crossing guard now. I'm going on my fourth year.
God bless you.
And
are you a veteran, sir?
I spent 15 years in the Canadian Armed Forces. I was never overseas. I was too young.
Yes, sir.
Our unit went to replace the 2nd POTS over in Korea in 1953. I was age 18.
That's a hell of a deal over there, wasn't it?
Anyway, the crossing that I'm particularly at right now, last year was my first year there.
Did the kids come by and toss you the bone?
I've had kids disrespect me, but
absolutely.
I respect them. I respect them to begin with.
Uh-huh.
They're going to school. You don't know what they're facing. I say good morning to them.
Yeah, you know what they do? They say they throw dried prunes and they say, "What you eat up, Grandpa?" And I chase them down.
I
get a handful of hair.
They don't. No, you're not allowed to touch them.
Oh, really?
We are not allowed to touch them if we want to keep our job.
Well, when they touch me,
wait a minute. They're not touching you. They're just saying
anybody. Flips the finger to a Korean War veteran, and they're going to get it cut off with a...
That's beside the point. Why are you throwing your situation at them? You don't know what they're facing in school.
I would simply say to you, sir, with the greatest of respect, as a member of the fellow of the United States Air Force, you said?
No, I was in the Canadian Armed Forces.
Okay, yes, sir. I would say... Now, that was... Where was that?
The Canadian Armed Forces.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. That's in Canada.
Yes, yes.
Yes, sir. I would say that as a senior, you have a wonderful opportunity to, what we say, get some payback on these kids, because no one will ever believe them.
What am I paying back for?
Oh, the way they toss you a bone.
They don't.
The way they stuff crap on you.
I don't know what particular place you are living in, sir, but nobody up here has ever tossed me a bone.
No one's flipped you the bone?
No.
A guy toss me the bone, this kid. I told you about the kid, didn't I?
Well, I don't want to hear that. I've heard enough about that.
I keep a coat hanger, and these kids try to go by after giving me the bone, and I'll wrap the coat hanger just through the spokes of the bicycle.
You got to respect those children.
If you hurt one of these kids, Mr. Bonafide, won't you be sued?
They're not going to sue a senior citizen. You know why? They feel guilty suing a senior citizen.
You know what my thing to you, sir, is?
What's that, sir?
You do not deserve to be a crossing guard.
I would be fired. When I have
I did that,
I'll know I've succeeded. You'll see seniors finally getting the quick pass at amusement parks. And I'll bet you, Bob, you've never gotten a quick pass at an amusement park, have you?
I don't really want one.
Oh, my bare ass. You've never...
Would you watch your language, sir?
I'm sorry. I'm talking to a fellow veteran. I thought I would...
Yeah, I know, but there's other...
point. You're on the radio.
You're on the radio.
All right. Well, I thought a fellow veteran wouldn't...
Yes, you two gentlemen are fellow veterans, but the people out there...
Look, Bob, when I was over in Korea, and a lot of these Chinese girls would do things for you if you... And I'm sure you understand what I'm saying.
Thing is, you're not in Korea now. You're back home in the United States, and you're doing a job for people.
I go over there, and we took our R&R in Tokyo. We had 3 weeks. And I come back here with every form of the drip you can think of.
You know what?
And my wife,
absolutely useless.
Talking about the drip? It's unbelievable.
This gentleman is absolutely useless to talk to.
Useless? I'm a crossing guard. And don't tell me you haven't given one of these brats a pinch on the back of the neck until it's purple.
You know what? If I did that, I'd be fired.
All right, listen, Bob, thank you for giving us another perspective there. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8686.
Is he gone?
Yes, sir, he's gone.
That gentleman was a fellow veteran, and the point that I was trying to make is I come back here with a general bad attitude toward women, only on account of the fact that the Navy doctor that looked at me said he couldn't believe what was coming out of my...
All right, I don't care, and what has this got to do with your crossing guard job?
Because the things we went through were not respected for.
1-800-449-8686. James, go ahead.
Hello, my name is James.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, well, I just have a comment to make this gentleman here. Sir, I'm 18
years
old. I fully respect senior citizens. I have a grandfather I respect very much. I've taken on his middle name, and I have also a younger brother who will be going to school in a couple of years.
Well, you're very kind. God bless you.
Well, if I were to ever see someone like you pushing my little brother out in front of a car, I would drag you to the cop shop. By the throat, if I had to.
Let me tell you something. No monkey puts his hands on me. You do, you pull back.
Yeah, well, you know what?
You pull back.
I'm 18. I got a bunch of little punk teenage friends that can help me with it if I need to.
Yeah, you'd probably
don't
need
think
the
you
help
can get
too.
Out there on the streets and push little kids in front of the street on cars. You are a grown adult. You have served in a war.
You
should have
give
a better
me respect.
Idea.
Otherwise, your kid, your
field,
brother
no
goes under the wheels of a delivery van.
All right. Hold on. Gentlemen.
That should, pardon me?
Let's hold on for a minute, okay?
Well, this man is trying to piss me off, and if he was standing at the...
Hold on for a minute. The man's making a good point. You push a kid out in front of a truck because you got a problem with the adult generation?
Didn't you hear me say that I saw little Korean monkeys who were killed over there? Thousands of children. I think
I don't appreciate being called a monkey, by the way. What are you, some kind of racist?
What are you? Are you Korean?
I'm not Korean. No,
well,
I'm
I didn't call you a monkey.
You got a problem with you? Did too.
You're a wop.
He said, no monkey puts his hands on me. And I said, I'd take you by the cop to the cop.
Yeah. Your little brother tossed me the bone. He'll have a lower lip made of asphalt.
Yeah, you got
a lower lip
made of asphalt, too.
You know something,
son? The cop shop dragged on that lower lip.
What's
listen,
a cop
I don't
shop?
Want to talk about that. What I want to say to you is that you should not be doing this. You are an adult. You should have a better idea of what is going on. Some kid that wants to come up and give you the finger and go, ooh, I gave the old guy the finger, you should be able to get past that. You've been in Korea. You've seen worse things than a middle finger in your life. Get over it.
Oh, what a pussy.
Oh, come on. Are we adults here or not? Thank you very much, James.
It's James.
I just want to say that I think what that man said made a very good point. I understand you need respect as a senior citizen.
Every day, Mr. Henry, they find another senior citizen left alone or abandoned. Every day in this country, a senior citizen is remanded to a state facility because he's not taken care of. Every day we have millions of people over the age of 80 who become physically incapable of caring for themselves, and where do we put them? What do we do with them? There's no answer. I say to every senior who can still get it up, who still has...
Will you watch the way you're saying...
I'm sorry, but I say to every senior out there who can still squeeze the trigger on a handgun to take back your life, and somebody throws you the bone or disrespects you, you're a crossing guard, by God... You take their kid, and you throw them right under the axle of a dump truck if you have to. Because I have never in my...
Kill their kid, then. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm
saying. Okay, and you're a grandfather, huh?
Except for my kid.
Yeah. Jason, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, I am a 16-year-old student, and I just want to let Mr. Bonafide know that I'm not coming to argue with you. I fully respect you as a senior citizen and as a veteran, okay? But what you have to understand is you are a senior citizen. You have the maturity level of a senior citizen, okay? A 16-year-old or even less may not have that same maturity level, okay?
Can you hold on, Jason? Do you need to use the restroom, sir?
I'm sorry, sir.
Do you need to use the restroom?
Yes, sir, I do.
Go ahead, okay?
Yes, sir.
Jason, can you hang on with me?
Yeah, sure.
So you're 16, right?
Yes.
Well, so you have respect for senior citizens, correct?
Of course. I would never disrespect a senior citizen without a valid reason.
Absolutely. And, of course, they do have a point when they say that they do not have the respect of young people. But to threaten the life of a young person, wouldn't you agree, is a little going overboard?
Well, I think the two issues in and of themselves are completely separate issues.
Yeah,
I don't see why he should continue to harm a child.
Yeah. To harm a child when you have your own issues to deal with, I would think is it just, you're right, it just completely changes the... Will you shut the door?
His job as a crossing guard is to protect the child and to look out for his safety, his or her safety.
I don't remember having any corn, no. All right, I'm back.
All right,
Mr. Bonaparte, are you there?
Yeah.
I'm right here, son. Go. Oh, hold on. Go ahead.
You know what? It's very hard to have a conversation with someone while they're
when
on
they're,
the toilet.
Boy, is that the truth or what?
I apologize. What, I'm not supposed to use the can now, is that it?
Not when you're on the radio, no!
What a couple of... If the two of you were in front of me right now, brother, I'd open up a can, an industrial-sized can.
Why?
Ass kick.
I respect you as a senior citizen.
Yeah.
I am not threatening you, and I am not trying to have a fight with you. All I am trying to let you know is that you are angry for no reason. I respect you. I hold nothing against you. If I saw you walking on the street, I have no reason to fight. I have no reason to yell at you. I have no reason to give the middle finger. Okay?
Well, you got a
good point. But some 12 or 13-year-old kids who are young don't even know the true meaning of what that is. Okay, they still don't have the maturity level that you have. You have the power, not them. Okay.
If I apologized, then I'm sorry.
Well, I appreciate the apology. I appreciate the apology.
And Jason, I wish you a very good day.
Thank you. Same to you, sir.
I'm sorry.
You got to get me off the air.
Jesus, no, yeah, no, okay, I'm sorry. 1-800-449-8686. So, you senior citizen crossing guards out there, there's your advocate, Lloyd Bonafide.